Yesterday marked the fifth day of protests in Charlotte in response to the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Just as in recent days, a peaceful afternoon protest gave way after dark to confrontations between police and protesters uptown. CMPD reported at least one arrest, a protester with a semi-automatic rifle. As WFAE's David Borax reports, the afternoon rally in March that started at Charlotte-Mecklenburg Government Center was the largest so far, drawing a crowd in the thousands.
Several thousand people marched through Uptown for several hours last night after speeches at the Government Center. The protest was organized by the Charlotte chapter of the NAACP and a youth group called Kids Fed Up. Charlotte NAACP leader Corinne Mack led the rally, urging people to keep fighting for an end to institutions that oppress black people.
The system must be broken, and we must break it. We must sacrifice ourselves now so that our children and our children's children live. That's what love looks like.
Another young speaker called for an end to immunity for police officers and other reforms, and for justice for George Floyd. Although an officer has been charged in Floyd's death, he said,
"We can't attack an arrest or a charge because that's not enough. We want a conviction. For a conviction is the only thing that changes matters."
A speaker identified as Kendrick said African Americans must vote to replace elected leaders who he says are not serving their interests, from President Trump to members of the Charlotte City Council.
They forgot we put them in office. We put them where they are today. And in 2021, it's the city election, and it is time for them to go. It is time for them to go.
By the end of the rally, the crowd had swelled. Protesters began marching around Uptown under the watchful eyes of CMPD officers on bicycles and in SUVs.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
At one point, people chanted as a work crew boarded up the windows on an office building. But this was a peaceful expression of anger filled with chanting. As they marched, people talked about their desire for change. A woman named Carissa, she didn't want to give her last name, held a sign that read, "If all lives matter, then why the heck do I have to do this?" Except she didn't use the word heck.
The basic principle is all lives, of course, do matter, but black lives are being targeted. It's evident. It's obvious by this point. There's no justification for it. So we have to acknowledge that in this moment.
At one point, the march stopped for speeches on the steps of CMPD headquarters on 6th Street. And despite the tensions and confrontations in recent days, there were at least some in the crowd willing to consider reconciliation. Officer Jesus Rendon of CMPD's constructive communication team talked with 21-year-old Joshua Ryant about what he and fellow officers think about the George Floyd killing.
We think what happened was wrong. It shouldn't have happened, and it was murder. Straight up.
Straight up.
And people should be go to jail, and we should be held accountable.
Rendon said he hopes the protest leads to change.
Something good should come out of this. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Getting angry over and over again is not changing
nothing.
Right. Let's go ahead and
take action. Be proactive.
Yeah.
Find a solution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Joshua Ryant welcomed Rendon's approach.
Because we have to remember, it's not all cops that are doing this. It's people who are cops, bad people. And it starts with the heart. So there's a lot of people behind the badge that have good hearts, and that's why they're out here, you know, marching with us.
Marchers made a couple of more stops at the Government Center and Romare Bearden Park. Their numbers kept shrinking until only a few hundred protesters remained after dark. By 9 o'clock, there was no more talk of reconciliation, just another night of tear gas and pepper balls. People live-streaming the violence on social media said it was unprovoked. CMPD blamed protesters for throwing rocks, bottles, and chemical agents. Then at midnight, CMPD said it was, quote, internally reviewing the circumstances that developed this evening on 4th Street to ensure policy and protocol were followed. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.